So if you're wondering what happened to the JFC cast, well, let me tell you, we actually moved. We moved to another show called The Joe Cast. It's all ran by me. If you're wondering what happened, I think it's been almost a year since the last time we made a JFC episode. JFC is completely falling apart. I kind of killed this show. So if you guys would like to keep on hearing my stuff, maybe another 20 plus episodes by the time I'm recording this, at least, of content. Sorry, of content, of me, and I'm trying to think of anyone that's been on this. Christian was on the Joe Cast, but we have more people, more new characters, the Fart Man, 954, David Moore, Nick Lindsay, Andrew Stansfield, Fletcher McKellen, everyone. It's a very interactive, it's a better JFC, essentially. JFC was, if JFC was like, I'm trying to think of a good analogy, if JFC was like round one of hell, the Joe Cast is round 18 of love, happiness. It's everything you could ask for in a podcast, actually. We are a small community. What could be better than a small community? There's more interaction. You could be well better known in the little groupie you guys have. I don't know if groupie's like a sexual term. I may have to take that back. We're on to double check that right now. Yeah, I may have just made a big mistake here. Actually, no, it's someone who follows a musical group, which relates to my second show, the Joe and Jacob Music Show. And don't worry, you won't have to revisit this show to listen to all those JFC episodes, because we have an archive program set up. Around once a month, I'll release an archive video, or not video, you guys know what I mean, excuse me again, I have no idea what a archived podcast. Our first one, I think it's like the third episode of the Joe and Jacob Music Show, which many people in JFC, who for some reason, some oddball reason, some wacky reason, which I can't even comprehend, are still subscribed to the show, or however your little app does it. Well, I never even advertised the Joe and Jacob Music Show in here. I've been gone for such a long time from this show, I'm surprised. From the views I'm getting from Russia, Siberia, and all these weird, whack, off-the-wall places on this show that I'm getting, like, on this show, from, like, just leaving it for a whole year, and somehow it's still getting views occasionally. I don't know how this is happening. I listened to it once in that year, and I don't remember what episode it was. So, you guys are gonna have to stick with me here. The Joe Cast is a much more structured show. It's honestly like 1,000 times better. We are much more popular, actually. We've just peaked 1,000 views in total, where this is just at 459. I get like 100 views every day now. God bless. I am very proud of myself and the audience that made it happen and the guests that made it happen. I believe that everyone should go listen to the Joe Cast that is still, for some reason, subscribed to this show. I think I really made this like little announcement a little too late, because most of the people that were like, oh, I wonder when the next JFC is going to come out, are already gone. They have left. They are moved on, like, for good now. I don't know what went through my head, because I did the same with the Joe Cast. I didn't make a podcast for the entire summer when I had plenty of time to do so. Honestly, I don't know what got into me. I really should have not neglected this show, but I think you guys should really just scoot on over to the Joe Cast. It's a great show. We do a lot of talking. Our most recent episode was an hour, like almost 2 hours long, an hour and 45 minutes. Uncut is about 2 hours. I had to cut a good bit out because the Fartman 954, we got a little off track, and it got a little, how should I say this, not podcast friendly enough. I really want advertisements. I know this isn't like YouTube where you say crap and you get booted off the platform instantly. We just hit the 5 minute mark for all those still listening. I just really think everybody should go to the Joecast. It's a great, great podcast where I've really sunk blood, sweat, and tears into scandals. Today recently I had a scandal with the Joecast. I made a Joecast mini where I said, hey listener, I want you on the show to trash talk Nick Lindsay. And they were like, that ain't happening, home dog. You just lost a listener. I'm like, skaboobble. Skaboody. Whoopsie daisy. And you know, that's just what it is with the podcasting life. You're gonna make mistakes. And honestly, I think the Joecast has taught me, and it's gonna teach you guys a lot too. I really gotta watch what I say, because people are listening now. This isn't the JFC where I could say whatever I wanted and nobody heard me. People are here now. It's really taught me a lot how to... Maybe I'll keep the JFC around. It's just like these like 10-minute rants I pump out every like month, or I just want to get some stuff off my chest. Honestly, I love podcasting. It's really... podcasting is keeping me together in every way possible, actually. I doubt I'm going to ever post this podcast again. This podcast is essentially dead to me. The original three members, we're barely even friends anymore. I barely talk to them, and we barely talk to each other. We have moved on. I don't know what Christian's doing. Fritz is with the Krugs, and I'm here with the Jim. We are a divided, dismembered membership of previous co-hosts on a show where we all got together and made the JFC cast. Honestly, it is depressing that we completely fell apart this way. It makes me sad. I tried to mend this broken friendship with the Joe and Jacob music show, but that didn't go out too well. That was over after 5 episodes. Same here. You know, I like to joke around and say Ethan Brooks killed the JFC cast because he was the last person on the show. And honestly, that episode was absolute dog trash. Okay? It was horrible. He was lifting weights while he was doing it. And he's like moaning and grunting. I'm like, are you okay there, buddy? He's like, oh man, I got... I'm thinking, what am I doing in my life? Interviewing a guy who does stocks while he's lifting in his like basement gym when he works for a gym. It's just baffling to me that I let that episode come out. And that episode truly did kill the JFC cast. I don't know how much longer I'm gonna go for this. You guys are gonna know because you guys see the total running time of this. I really miss I think JFC was great. It got to the point where I just started having random people. That's what broke it. I remember now. Fritz was angry. I was having random people on, and I was like, you know what? I don't care. It was when I had Ethan Brooks on, because he didn't know Ethan Brooks. And that's when the whole thing just completely fell apart. I mean, I cannot believe people still listen. I've been looking at the statistics every once in a while. I jump on and like, why are people still listening to this? Who is this interesting? Or who is this keeping their interest, I should say? I just don't understand anymore. Like, what is going on? What is wrong with the world? Last year, if I would have told you that truckers are going to be, like, blocking off the Canadian border and we're about to go to war with Ukraine, which God knows that that's going to happen right now. Oh, my. I've heard it's getting pretty – we're just going to double-check this. War with Ukraine – or war with Russia, I should say. I mean – oh, geez. Russia plans biggest war in Europe since 1945, says that corporate shill Boris Johnson. We have live updates 36 minutes ago. Let's see here. Let's see what these live updates are. We got some... Oh, man, he's hot. We got the German guy, because he has a German flag, and this man of a man, President Zelensky. I think that's President Zelensky. Oh, President Voldemort Zelensky. Never mind. He's not, man, he is a sturdy fella. He is a young guy, and he got his a conference over here. Chancellor Olaf Scholz. This guy, he ain't it. But President Voldemort Zelensky, he's it. I would date that man. I mean, I'm sorry. Seems if there is artillery fire Oh, that sounds great. Well, there's artillery fire. That's even better. What's going on here? This is artillery fire escalated sharply into eastern Ukraine on Saturday, and thousands of residents fled to the region in chaotic. Jesus! Oh my God! Okay, we are going to war, and I really wish I could keep the. I hope that guy looks like crazy Russian hacker. That is crazy Russian hacker right there in the Ukraine side. What in the world? That is crazy Russian hacker for sure. There is no doubt in my mind that crazy Russian hacker was photographed by the New York Times, by Tyler Hicks, in the Luhansk region of eastern Ukraine on Saturday, because crazy Russian hacker is holding an AK-47, or I don't even know what gun that is. He's holding a gun next to an old tin shed in Ukraine. It looks like there's a big border wall. What is going on here? This is an absolute mess. I really hope this does not escalate. You got these cyberpunk 2077 trunks going around the Bastion anti-ship missiles on France-Josef-Land, Russia. Oh, that's last year. We got these wartime camps. Oh, my good grief. This looks like a... Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. This is terrifying. And then Kamala Harris is warning significant sanctions if Russia invades Ukraine. Oh, my God. Oh my God, I can't even look at this anymore. This is spooking me out. So I think really if we're going to talk about the long term of this of the JFC, it's over. We are done. This show is dead. This is its last breath. After this, it's done. No more. No more JFC. Go to the JoeCast. The JoeCast is going to make you happy. It's going to cure all your diseases. It's going to cure everything. Actually, you're going to be happy again. You're going to find love much faster because in the JoeCast, we discuss how to find this stuff. We're alpha males. We're not these delta, gamma, omega. We're going to be talking about in the next episode. I think episode 19, 18 it is. I don't remember. Pretty much all y'all got to know is that the JFC cast is done. It's never coming back. You understand that? Never coming back. I'm sorry if I'm too loud for you, but yeah, it's that simple. We are never coming back. We're never. The JFC cast is over. It's done for good. It's never going to come back. Unsubscribe, unfollow, whatever, and go follow the JoeCast, because the JoeCast, like I said earlier, is going to make your life 1,000 times better. It's going to make you happy. It's going to make you not sad. It's going to make you gleeful, joyous, happy. Happy as a flying bird with a food in his mouth, going to his kids to feed his family. You know what I mean? So make sure to check out the JoeCast, because the JoeCast, like I said, is going to make you happy. Not going to make you sad. It's going to make you a big guy. And it's an actual community, okay? We have listeners, and we have the government of Singapore listening to us. That either means we are a threat to Singapore, or they're taking ideas. So what's it going to be? Am I a international terrorist to Singapore, or am I a philanthropist? Not a philanthropist. That's the total wrong word for the situation. A good guy who's changing the government in Singapore and making it better for everyone there. What's it going to be, folks? Am I a terrorist or am I a good guy? I think I know the answer to that one. And I'm a good guy. I'm a very good guy. You know, when I first started JFC, it was, we were at lunch. It's lunchtime. Lunchtime in the bleachers because it was COVID-19 and didn't want us eating inside. Even though when we were outside, we would huddle together as closer than in the lunchroom. It was quite an unintuitive, actually. Very ingenious plan, but I have an idea. Let's have the kids eat outside so they're breathing open air. But then the kids are literally sitting on top of each other, practically. Yeah, like, that's going to stop COVID. So pretty much, I had the idea of the JFC cast. We were sitting at lunch. It was a half day, so the lunches were kind of iffy. We had lunch with some different people, and I had a great idea. let's start a podcast. I've always wanted to start a podcast. Me and the Fartman 954 had this idea years ago that we wanted to start a podcast. And I pretty much said, you know what? We'll do it here soon. But where we were recording it, we wanted to record in the local library. In that you may think it's quiet, but it was not quiet in that smelly room. So, we put it off. We put it off for like 6 years. Actually, yeah, we put it off for about five or six years. I cannot believe that was 5 years ago. Me and the Fart Man had this fledgling idea, and it took us 5 years to actually make an episode. That is baffling to me. Actually, I think it may have been more. It was either 5 or 6 years ago we had the idea for a podcast. It just finally came into fruition. That shocks me beyond shocking. The Fart Man just really had a big influence in my life. I mean, the podcast was me and his idea, and he's finally been on an episode. I'd like him to be a recurring host because me and him had a really good time talking to each other in the episode 18. It was good. It was a well episode. Honestly, it was a very well thought out episode, and I really want to do another one. So, Fart Man, if you're listening, just please come on the next. I know you're already coming on, but just, man, just stay on us for as much as you can. You're gonna miss us when we eventually, drift away, and I'm hopefully have a bigger audience, and I'm still gonna make time for you. I want you to be a recurring guest. I want Nick Lindsay to be a recurring guest, and I want Fart Man to be a recurring guest, and David Moore too. I don't want Christian. Me and Christian. Sorry, Christian, if you're listening, but it's just JFC didn't work. That JFC was a test trial. JoeCast is the real thing. JFC and Joe and Jake Music Show was like, okay, this is everything I shouldn't do in a podcast. The JoeCast is my magnum opus of podcasting. It's definitely going to get better, but right now it's my, I just keep on rising up. Every week I get about 100 more views. Actually, I take every 3 days to get about 100 more views because we are in an exponential growth period right now. And I don't see this slowing down. I want to keep them getting bigger. I want this never stop because I really enjoy the dopamine rush every time I check and the view count's up by 50. And it's just really nice, you know? I really appreciate everything you guys have done for me. If you guys are even listening this far, I doubt you guys are. Honestly, JFC cast cured. I was a little depressed over the summer and getting back into the JFC cast. It fixed it completely. I've never been happier in my life doing the JFC cast. It's really put my life back together. And that's a heart-to-heart to my probably zero listener, the guy who's not even listening. Right. If you're listening, DM me to number 36 on Instagram. You'll understand that if you listen to the Joe cast. As it was called, the Joe Quesada Experience. I don't want to get sued by Joe Rogan, so I had to change name on episode 17, maybe 18 was our first episode. 18 minutes was our first episode with the Joe Quesada Experience dropped. It was the Joe cast. But I want to refer to my audience as the JQE. Like, yeah, the JQE. Like, you guys are the experience. You guys are what, like, people want to experience when they listen to Joe cast. The audience is like you get in. I want the Joe Quesada Experience to be the whole, like, the fans plus the show, while the show is just called the Joe cast. Hopefully you guys understand what I'm saying. It's more than a show. It's a community. That's what I'm getting at here. And hopefully if you guys are still listening, to the JFC cast, hopefully you guys will, walk right on over to the Joe cast and, really it would fix up your life. It fixed my life up doing this. I use this way to get my thoughts out to the world, and I feel much better. It's putting my life in a good schedule. Like, every Tuesday I record, every Thursday it comes out. I'm working on the gaming videos. I don't really want to do them because I don't really care about them, and the YouTube views are just not where it's at. So what I'm saying is, if you guys would have a good time listening to a show and possibly get on, because we are a very tight-knit community, make sure to listen to JoeCast, join the Discord, and DM me to number 39 on Instagram. And if you DM me to number 39, you will be on the next episode where we talk about Sigma males. Is that simple? Hope you guys enjoyed the episode. We are currently 15 seconds away from the end game. This is the final 10 seconds of the JFC cast. Hope you guys enjoyed this long journey. I've learned a lot in this time. 3, 2, 1, it's over.